And daf yud gimel amid beis. Let us just again start from the top of the omer to get into the swing of the sugyim. Omar Rabbi Elazar machlokes, the machlokes of the Meir and the Chachomim. We have a machlokes in the Mishnah. Imbo yachayis nechosim. The Meir says yachzir, and the Chachomim say lo yachzir. The Meir says, "Kushein bezn goyvim imenu," and the Chachomim says, "Kush bezn goyvim imenu." So Rabbi Loza explained the Mishnah as follows: Machloikis b'shein chayev moide. It is speaking about that the loive says it's a mezuyif tiki shtar. The Ramei is over shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim. Ein egoy v'loy mimishabdi v'loy mibnei chayri. A shtar that is not, we're learning now according to Rashi, a shtar that does not create a shibud, is not a shtar kinyin. So memeled is a chesoron of mipik sovam. That means so the shtar is worthless. Ein egoy v'loy mimishabdi v'loy mibnei chayri. So it cannot be used as a raya against the loive, and you can't mon from the loive anything with the shtar. So therefore, even though the loive says it's a mezuyif tikishtar, he never wrote it, you still give it to the malve, because the malve will not be able to be goyve from the loive with ishtar, since it is not a shtar kinyan. So the shtar is worthless as rayim. The only use the shtar has is it can be used to stuff a bottle. Lotso apitzli chusoi, and since the loive says it's a forged star, so it's saying it's not his paper, so we'll return it to the malve. The rabbanon sovri, and the rabbanon hold it is not true. The star has a value. You can be goive the bnei chayri from the loive. They can't be gone for, you can't be given mishabodim, it's ain't by chayis nechosim. But you could use this to mon from the loive, the rabbon and sovim im mishabdi hu the loigovim im nechori mikvegovi. So memele, so if the loive says it's a mezuyif tikishtar, and now someone found the shtar, he has no right whatsoever to give this to the malve. I mean, the loive says it's mezuyif, the malve says it's not mezuyif. So the loive keeps the shtar, it doesn't give it to anybody. Avol kshechayev moide. But Rabbi Loza continues, if the loive is moide that I wrote the shtar and the malve lost it, kshechayev moide is moide. Divrei hakel yachzer. So then, sai Rameya, Sai the Chachomim, Sai Ashtar Sheyeshbo, Sai Ashtar Sheimbo Yachayis, Sai Ashtar Sheyeshbo Yachayis, you return the Shtar, Beloy Chayshinam Lepiroin Leknun. And Rabbi Loza holds, no one holds that if the Loive is Moide, that the Malva lost the Shtar, and so we're not afraid that he really paid up. He paid up the chayiv, and that what he's saying now. He didn't pay it up. He wants to make a knunya with the malva to mon from the lekuches lechashinen lepiroin uleknunya. We mentioned yesterday, according to Rashi, the Chiddushi Aran says that where did Rabbi Loza see this? Because the Chachomim said, lo yachzer, benkach u benkach lo yachzer. When they said lo yachzer, so they said, not only ashtar sheyesh bo yachayis lo yachzer, if he tain is mezuyit, ashtar sheyim bo yachayis also lo yachzer, because she can mon from the b'nei chorin. But that what they mentioned again, benkach u benkach, is they're coming to tell us that shtar sheyesh bo yachayis and shtar sheein bo yachayis are similar side by ein chayiv moide and side by chayiv moide. By Ein Chayev Moed, if he says it's Mezuyev, so it's Poshet. He says Mezuyev, Yizichu will not give it back to the Malva, because the Malva will be able to be Goyve from the Loive, from the Nechori, by Ein Boye Chayis Nechosim, and Yesh Boye Chayis Nechosim will be Goyve from the Lekuchas also. So Yizichu don't give it back. Yesh Boye Chayis Nechosim, if the Loive is Moedem, in Chayiv Moide, so just like by Ein Bayachayis Nachosim, Yizichu give it back to the Malve, because there's nothing but to be afraid of, because the you can only mourn from the Loive, and the Loive says the Malve lost it, so who had in Yesh Bayachayis Nachosim, you can also give it back to the Malve. We are not Chayish Lepiroin Uliknunyim. This is Shitas Chabalosa. And Rabbi Yochanan said, now again, we're going to explain the Machloikis, the Meir, and the Chachomim by Ashtar She'ein Boy Achayis Nechosim, that Rameya says Yachzer, and the Chachomim say Lo Yachzer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Machloikis Kishe Chayiv Moide. The Machlekes is speaking about that the Loive says the Malva lost it. The Rameya Sova, Shtar She'ein Boy Achayis Nechosim, Mimishabdi Udalegovi, you won't be Goyve from the Mishubotim, Avum Nechori, Midvegovi, from the Benechorim, you will be Goyve. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is speaking about that the Loive says the Malva lost the Shtar. Now, we're talking about a Shtar She'ein Bo Achayis Nechosim, so Rameya holds, you'll only be Goive from the Loive. You won't be Goive from the Kuchis. So Yizichu return the Shtar to the Malva. What's wrong? The Loive says the Malva lost it. Who's going to suffer? The Loive is going to suffer. He can only mourn from the Loive. Ein bo yachayis nechosim. Ashtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim. So according to Rameya, can only be goyve from the loive. And the loive said the malve lost it, so you return it. Ve'rabonan sovri, that's the Rameya, machlek she'chayim moit. The Rameya sovri, ashtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim, mishabdi hu doloi govi. You're not goyve from Mishabodim, av mim nechori, midvegobi. You're goyve from nechori, and the loive says the malve lost it, so Yizichu give it back to the malve. The rabbonon sovri, in the rabbonon hold, mimishabdi nami gobi. The rabbonon hold, even though there is not written achayis in the shtar, you're going to mon from the lekuches. Because the Rabbonon hold, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Achayis Tos Seifa. Which means as follows. The Chachamim hold, when a person lends money, the only reason he lends money, he wants to be secure that he'll get it back. So he's zicher, that's why in most shtores, they used to write down, that was a normal procedure, and most stores, they wrote Achayis, and the shtar was written out that the kakois are mishubed to the mouth. Now we have here a unique shtar where it wasn't written Achayis in the shtar. So Rameya says, oh, it wasn't written, so that means he can only mourn from the loive. That's what Rameya said. The Chachamim said, no, the zicha was a mistake. There was a misunderstanding. There's no shaila about it. The malva, when he lent the money, he zicher wanted that there should be a shibud on the karkois, the month from the lekuches. So even though it doesn't say achayis, achayis to a seifa. Now, so if the law, so even zicher month from the lekuches, even though it is not mentioned the perish in the shtar, that's irrelevant. But you'll see that zicher, the intent of the malve, that was the understanding, it was just a mistake of the Sefer, which he forgot to write this in the shtar. But Yizichu mon from the Lekuches. So therefore, the Chachamim hold, you do not return the shtar to the Malve, because we're Chayish lepiroin uleknunye. Lachayish lepiroin uleknunye. That is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds we have a star over here. It got lost. This araya said in the fila. This is not normal. There's something fishy over here. Mistame, it was a paid up star, and that's how it got lost. Now all of a sudden the loiva is saying that the malva lost it, and the malva agrees, I will not take this face value, and I will be chayish that it was paid up, and this whole agreement between the loiva and the malva is for one purpose, to make a knunya to man from the likud. Rabbon and Sovri Mimishab de Nami Kovi is therefore, you do not return the shtar. Avo she'ein chayiv moide, but if the loive says that the mal I paid up, avo she'ein chayiv moide, divrei haker lo yachzer, the chayshinon lepiroim. You will zicher not give back the shtar, the chayshin and lepiroi. So again, we have in our Rabbi Yochanan the same pshat, the Mishnah as follows. In the Mishnah, we had a shtar, she'ein boy achrayis, Ameya says, return it. Chomem say, don't return it. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mishnah is speaking about that the loive says the malva lost it. That is the case of the Mishnah. Rav Meir holds, return it, because Rav Meir holds a shtar she'ein bo yachai, she'll only be goyver from the loive. So return it. The loive says the malva lost it, so return it. Knowing that the loive agrees that the malva lost it, the only one who's going to pay with the shtar is the loive, so return it to the malva. The Chachomim hold that lo yachzer, because they hold, even though there's no achrayis in the shtar, but we hold achrayis tos sefer, and with this shtar, he will be able to man from the lekuches, and there is a reyes adinefile, that we have to be afraid that the shtar was already paid up, so therefore lo yachzer. So the whole machloikis is by a shtar she'ein bo yachayis, chayiv moide. If it's ein chayiv moide, if he says, I paid up, so there's nothing what to talk about. Yezicha won't return it, according to Rameya, because he says he paid up. So the shtar going to mon from the loiva. How can you give the shtar to the malva? The loiva says he paid up. Yezicha chayish lepiroin. Zicha something to think about. So by chayiv moide, Yizicha won't return it, afilu by ein by achayis nechos. Now let us see Rashi. Mimishabdi nami govi, kedemaforish lekamo, the chachomim hold ye goive from ishubodim, achayis toi seifahu. Even though there's no achayis in the shtar, it's a toi seifah, and v'chayshin, and you'll man from the lekuches, v'chayshin and leproin the leknunye. Avo k'she'ein chayiv moide, v'afilu moide shekosvoi, he says he wrote it. Elishom aparati, but he says I paid it up. Divrei hakel layachzer, v'chayshin and leproin k'dekoma. This is zicher something to think about, that it was paid up, a shtar that was floating in the streets. It's zicher, there's a mokim to think about that it was zicher paid up. And if the Leiva says he paid up, you'll never give it to the malva. So now we have here in front of us a machloikis, a biyoichanin, and reish lokish pshat in the Mishnah. Tanya kevosei de rabiyoichanin. So now the Gemara says we have a baraisa that says exactly like rabiyoichanin. Utiyufte de Rabbi Elozor bechode, utiyufte de Shmuel betalti. And the Gemara is going to explain this. We have a baraisa, which is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, In one nekude, it's a tiyufta on Rab Elazar, and in two nekudes, it's a tiyufta on Shmuel. Now, we'll see. We're going to say over the Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Motzo shitrei choyb. A person found a shtar choyb. V'yesh behem achayis nechosim. And there's achayis there. Af al pi sheshneim moidim. Even though the loiv and the malve both agree that the malve lost the shtar, lo yachse loy loze v'loy loze, you do not give it back. Now, so what does it say so far? Why don't you give it back? So it says clearly over here that we're chayish leperoin leknunya. That's what it says in the Baraisa, clear. Yesh b'chayish nechosim lo yachse, and we're chayish leperoin leknunya. Ein behen achayis nechosim. If there's no achayis nechosim, bizman shehaloive moide, when the loive is moide, yachzer lemalve, you give it to the malve. Ein haloive moide, if the loive is not moide, means if the loive says the malve lost it, ein behen achayis nechosim, you give it to the malve. Ein aloiva moide, the loiva says, I paid up the shtar, lo yachse loy loze, veloy loze, divrei Rabbi Meir. So, what is pshat in this? So, pshat is in this mamish, like Rabbi Yochanan had said. Ein boi chayis nechosin. So, if the loiva is, so Rabbi Meir holds, now, it says a little further. Divrei Meir, Shahoya Rabbi Meir Oima. It explains, the Marai says clearly, Shitrei Choyim Sheyesh Bem Achayis Nechosim Goyvim Nechosim Mishabodim. V'she'ein Bem Achayis Nechosim Goyvim Nechosim B'nei Choyim. So, Mamele, it says clearly that Rabbi Meir holds Ashtar She'ein Bem Achayis, you're only mom from B'nei Choyim. And on that, Rabbi Meir said, so if the loiv is moide, you give it back to the malve. It's only negay the loiv. If the loiv is not moide, so you don't give it back to the malve because he says he paid up. This is mamish what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Rabbi Meir holds, ein bo yachai shegoyv b'nei chayri. And that what it says in the Mishnah, you return it to the malve, is that that's when the loiv is moide. So then you gave him nechosim mishabodim. So we will not return it to the malva, because v'chayish the peroin of knuni. V'chachomim oimrim, and the chachomim say, echod ze ve'echod ze sai ashtar she'in boyachayis, sai ashtar she'yesh boyachayis, goive menechosim mishabodim. Mishabodim, you gave him the chosim mishabodim. In other words, the chachamim holds achayis to a sofer, even though it doesn't say achayis, you gave him the chosim mishabodim. So since we gave him the chosim mishabodim, we will never return the shtar to the malva, because we're chayish lepiroin the knunya. This is mamish what Rabbi Yochanan had said, but here we have a baraisa that spells out clearly the machlokes. The Meir and the Chacham. So now the Gemara goes further. Tiyufte the Rabbi Elazar b'chode. In one nekude, we have a tiyufte and Rabbi Elazar. The Omer, Rabbi Elazar had said, the Rabbi Meir shtar she'ein boy achayis nechosim, ein egoive menechosim mishabodim, v'loi menechosim b'nei chayrim. That was the first thing that Rabbi Elazar had said. Rabbi Elazar had said that according to Rabbi Meir, Ashtar She'ein Bo Yachayis Nechosim is Mipiksovam. Since it's not Ashtakinin, it's Mipiksovam. You don't mon from anything. It's Ashtar is worthless. And here it says, Klor in the Baraisa, Rabbi Meir said, Ashtar She'ein Bo Yachayis Nechosim Yegoyve B'vnei Chori. So, one thing, Rabbi Elazar is aufgefragt, because the Braise says close, not like that. One thing. And now another thing, we'll see in a minute, the comma, Rav Elazar also said that you're not chayish l'pigoyin uknunye. Rav Elazar said pshat, a whole Mishnah is speaking about ein haleiva moide. The leiva says it's mezuyif. That's why you don't return it. If the leiva is moide, so then you return it. Rav Elazar said, we're not chayish l'pigoyin uknunye. Here it says, clearly, not like that. V'koma, now let's see in the many of the Gemara. V'koma, Rav Elazar had said, Bein l'Rav Meir, Bein l'Rav Ona, Loi chayshinen l'knunye. That's what he said. U'baraisektoni, Shtar she'ein b'yachayis nechosim, M'mishabdi u'dolei gobi. Mibnei chori gobi. Uktoni, that's one thing. So we see klo, according to Rameya, Yagai Mibnei chori. Uktoni, and we also says in the Baraisa, Bein la Rameya, Bein la Rabbonam, Shtash Yesh by Chais Nachosim la Yadze, Chaisine liktunye, the Ktoni, Afa Pisheshneyem Maidim, Lo yachzer, loy loze, loy loze, alme chayshinen l'ktunye. So Rabbi Lozo had started off by saying two yesoides. He said, Rameya holds a shtar she'ein b'yachayis nachos mina goyve mebnei chori, because it's mipiksov mo'ekrashi. Here it says, klov de baraisa, Rameya said, a shtar she'ein b'yachayis nachos mina goyve mebnei chori. You only return it when the leiva is made that the malva lost it. Rav Elazar had said a second thing, that if the leiva is made, ben ein b'yachayis nechosim, ben yesh b'yachayis nechosim, you do return it, because you're not chayish l'peroin l'knunye. And here in the Baraisa says, yesh b'yachayis nechosim, if they're both moida, you do not return it, because they are chayish l'peroin uknunye. So whatever Rabbi Elazar said was upgefragt in the Baraisa. We see klon, the Baraisa, I mean Rabbi Elazar was saying his pshat in the Mishnah, machlokes is Ramein the Chacham, he said a whole dialogue in the Mishnah, and the Baraisa is klon, okay. But the Gemara said, tiyufte the Rabbi Elazar bechoto. So the Gemara says, Vahani Tartiyu. These are two things. He said two things, means upgefrek, both things. What are you saying? Tiyufte the Rabbi Elazar bechoto. So the Gemara says, Chodo hu dechad tam hu the mishum the kama Rabbi Elazar machlokes b'she'ein chayev moide hu hu metaret zochi. Period. Now, just to understand this Gemara, let us see Rashi, and we are explaining the Rashi the way the Chiddushei Aram understands Rashi and explains Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Afar pisha shneim moidim, this is going on the Baraisa. You don't return it. Chashinin liknunye. Ayesh bechais lechos. Bizman shahaloi ve moide shu chayiv loi. And ein boi achayis lechosim. Yachse le malva. According to Rameya. Shein kan knunye. To legove me mishabdi. And according to the Chachamim hold that for the Inboy Achais Nachosim, Goyim Nachosim Mishubodim, La Yarza Felushne Moidim, the Chashin Eleknui. Frag the Gemore, Hani, Tarti, Milihavi, these are two things. Rabbi Elazar said two things. He said Rameya holds that Inboy Achais Nachosim in a Goyim Nechori. The Shtar says, according to Rameya, a Goyim Nechori. He said, If the chayiv moide, you return it to the malva, afilu yesh bechayis nachosim. The braise says you don't return it to the malva, because v'chayish leproin leknunye. So the Gemara says, Hani tarti mili havi, but amrit tyufte da abeloza b'choda. What do you mean? Why do you say it's only a tyufte on one thing? Whatever he said is abgefragt. And he said two things, and both are abgefragt. Zok the Gemara, let's see the next Rashi. Mishani chodohu dechad taimahu. Tam echod hiskikoi l'raboloza loimer eshtayim. That means because of one reason, Raboloza was forced to say two things. Now, as she explains, the mishum de koma machloikes de masnisen b'she'ein chayiv moite. He said the Mishnah is speaking about that the loive says it's mezuyah. Now, that's how he said pshat the Mishnah. He said the Mishnah says ein bechayis nechosem lo yarzer rameho yarzer and the chomom lo yarzer. Now, he said one vote. The Mishnah is speaking about ein chayiv moite. Ein chayiv moite. The loive says it's mezuyah. That's what he said. That's pshat the Mishnah. Now let's. Before we see Rashi in the Binyan, so let's make a cheshbon on that. Says the Loiva says it's mezuyif, and Rameya says yachzer. So why do you return it? So Rabbi Lazar says, well, if the Loiva says it's mezuyif, Rameya says yachzer, a kochav because the shtar is worthless because a shtar she'im bo echayis nechosim, you can't be goyim v'loim nechosim mishmodim loim nechosim nechayim. So that yisod. That he had said that a shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim is worthless, that yisod he derived. If the Mishnah is speaking about ein chayiv moite, and Rameya says yachzer sarkocha because the shtar is worthless. So he was forced to say, after he said this yisod, he's forced to say, according to Rameya, ein bo yachayis nechosim, nagoivim ibnei chorim. That's one thing. Let's see Rashi in the meaning. Tam echod hiskikai l'raboloza loimer eshtayim. The mishum dekoma machloikes the masnisim b'she'in chayim moitim. Since he had said that the machloikes of Ramey and the Chachomim is speaking about, that the loive says it's mezuyim. Huskak loimer, so therefore he had to say, she'in egoi ba'afilu mibnei chayim. That's one thing he had to say. Number one. Vekiven dohutzrach lesayim, avol kshechayev moide divrei hakel yachzer, huskak loima loichashinan liknunye. So let us explain this. Here the Chidush Yaran says his pshat on Rashi. If the Mishnah is speaking about ein chayev moide. So it says like this, according to Rameya, you return it, because the shtar is worthless. According to the Chachomim, you don't return it, because you gave it from Nechori. So you don't return it. Now, that's Pshat the Mishnah. So now, let us just think. A shtar she'ein boy achayis lechosim, you don't return to the Malva according to the Chachamim, because Ein Chayev Moide, he says it's a full shtar. You can learn from him B'nei Chol. What will be if he'll be Moide that the Malva lost it by Ein Bayachayis Nechosim? What will be the din over there? You'll zicher return it. Ein Bayachayis Nechosim. Abelah said the Mishnah is speaking about Ein Chayev Moide. But what will be by chayiv moide ba'im by a chayiv lachosim yil zicha return it? Why shouldn't he return it? Can only mum from the leiva, and the leiva says the malva lost it. So, I mean, that's the Mishnah saying ain't chayiv moide. So by chayiv moide v'shtei tzach yil return it. And then the chachamim said an extra word: benkach u benkach lo yaser. They said, why did they have to mention this benkach or benkach?
The Mishnah said before, Yesh b'yachayis l'yachza. Why do they have to chaza over nochem o benkach o benkach? So the Ran says that benkach o benkach is coming to tell us that shechayiv moide, you'll return it. Say, ein b'yachayis, say yesh b'yachayis. So if I'm saying that yesh b'yachayis, you return it, so that proves I don't know. I'm not chayish for piroin uknunya. I'm not chayish for piroin uknunya. That is much so Rabbi Lezer, that just, he's just said one word. Rabbi Lezer said that the Mishnah is speaking about ein chayiv moide. All the other things he said, all the conclusions he said were derived from this one word. He didn't say two things. He just said one thing in the Mishnah. And because of that, he came to these two conclusions, that according to Rameya, Ein b'yachayis nechosim, you're not going to anything, and b'yachayim moide, for the yesh b'yachayis nechosim, you're not chayish for piroin uknunya. So that's why the Gemara says, the one thing that Rav Elazar had said, he, from that one thing he derived to halachas, is afgefregt from the b'raisa. Now let's go a little further. Tiyufte de Shmuel betalti. Now Shmuel is afgefregt doubly. Two things. Now let us just remind ourselves what the Shmuel holds. We had a Shmuel on Amud Aleph. Shmuel on Amud Aleph said, Loi chayshinon lepiroi. Shmuel Anomet Aleph said that if you see a shtar that was not torn, you can be assured, that the shtar was not paid up. You can be assured the shtar was not paid up, because the minute the laver pays up the shtar, the shtar is torn. That was a shtick teure of Shmuel. And therefore Shmuel said a haloche that if motzo shtar akno bishuk yachze labayla. Shmuel said if you found a shtar that there was, that the shtar akno bishuk yachze labayla, that means you find a shtar hakno b'shut, that means that they made a kinyan with the loiva, that his mishabed is nachosim. Return it to the baila. If you see the shtar, you know that the shtar was not paid up, because if you found that it's not paid up, so you give it right away to the baila. Now, this yesod that Shmuel had said, that loy chayshina lepiroin, this is a new yesod, that loy chayshina lepiroin, that means that if the loyvet tainus I paid up, we don't accept that. Loy chayshina lepiroin. This yesod we see klar in the baraisa, not like Shmuel, because Saira Meya, Sai the Chachomim said, you found a shtar, and both said that the Malva lost it, yesh v'yachayis nechosim, so the Braisa says, don't you dare return it to the Malva, chashinen lepiroin uleknunye. That is the exact opposite of what Shmuel had said. Shmuel said, if you see a shtar that's not torn up, it zicha was not paid up. And they say that you found a shtar, nizachayis nechosim, and the lady says, I didn't pay. The malva says he didn't. Everyone says he didn't pay. And they say, don't you dare to return it. I'm afraid he did pay. And chayshini leproin leknunye. So Shmuel had pshat in our Mishnah. The pshat he had in our Mishnah was grad, the same like Labalos's pshat, is speaking about that he's finding it's mezuyah. The whole pshat he had the way Rabbalos said. So the way he learned pshat in the Mishnah, it's upkefek from the Baraisa. But Shmuel went out and said another chiddush, which Rabbalos never said. Shmuel went out and said, if you see a shtar that's not torn, That was a shtekteira of Shmuel, and he said this on his own accord. So Shmuel is abgefragt from this bereise, because this bereise we see clearly that chayshine lepiroin leknunya, and he says loy chayshine lepiroin. That is, let's go a little further. Tiyufta de Shmuel betarti chod kirabelozo. The first yuft is because he zetzt ein the Mishnah the way Rabbi Loza zetzt ein the Mishnah. The muki mas nisim she'ein chayu moide the same shots being based on mezuyif, the whole thing. So that's one yuft. The chode the omar Shmuel. Shmuel had said motzo shtar hakno b'shuk yachze lebailim. You don't ask anybody. You give it back to the bailim. V'loy chayshine lepiroin. Tiyufte. Dektoni hoche, it says in the Baraisa, af al pi sheshneyem moidim, v'yachse loy loze, v'loy loze, alma chayshine lepiroin. The Baraisa says, afilu both of them said it was not paid up. We're afraid it was paid up, and that's the Tereya said in the Philim. Now, about the case of Shmuel, where the case of Shmuel, you found a shtar knon, the loive says, I did pay up. And the chayshin, the zicho, the chayshin, the lepiroin, that's where the shtar was lost. And then Shmuel holds, like chayshin, the lepiroin. So, from this paraisim, it's upgefragt, the ukimta of Rabbi Loza and Shmuel, and it's abgefragt the Yesod of Shmuel, that Shmuel had said that loy chayshin leporoim, since the star was not torn up, and we see klof in the Baraisa, chayshin leporoim. Let us see Rashi, shtar rakno, the lack of lemei mekos of lil vois for lil lovi, you can't say that it was written to borrow money, but he never borrowed the money, the filo loy lovi shibadnaf, she was meshabed himself. V'loy chayshina lepeiroin afilu ein chayev moide. Shmuel holds, afilu the loivet does not say, I paid him up. I didn't pay him up. Afilu ein chayev, afilu the he's not moide, means he says he paid him up. The loivet says, I paid him up. V'loy chayshina lepeiroin, I say, Yuzicha didn't pay him up. The imisa de pore, Shmuel says, if you would have paid him up, mikra vekorele. For hochik toni, afopisheshneim moidem, chashine lepiroin. And he says, loy chashine lepiroin, even the loyva says, I did pay him up. For hoshkein, bein pshene moidem. For holoi kashala abeloza. Abeloza never said such a thing. Do who omam, B'she'ein chayev moide, Rabbi Lozer said, if the loive is not moide that he owes, itaynes mezuye or itaynes parati, it lo yachzer shum shtar haroi ligvois. He never said, when ein chayev moide, you don't return a shtar. Da hode kam a ramei yachzer mishim de lav vagviyu. Fine. And let's just go one line further. Omar, Sofakat, Mendes Paraisa, we see Shmuel is abgefragt. And Rabbi Loza is abgefragt. Omar Shmuel, my time de Rabbonon. What is the time of the Rabbonon? That Rabbonon holds, Ein boy achayis nechosim. Is you also gave him in Shabdi? Sovri achayis tos seiferu. That what Achayis was not written in the shtar, that's a Torah Seifer. Let us see Rashi. My tamayu the Rabbon and Dome kiyem boy Achayis nechosim goy ve'af min ha-mishubodim. Achayis Torah Seifer hu. She'ein oi kosov b'shtar. If there's no Achayis written in the shtar, Seifer hu she'to. The Seifer made a mistake by not putting it in. Aber ze loy love loy mois ob loy achayes nachosen. But don't think for one minute that the malve lent money without achayes. Loy shodi inish zuzi bechdi. A person does not throw away his money. He's not stupid. Why should he do such a thing? They're writing a shtar, and for the same money, he could write in the shtar that I want a month from the, I want the karkois to be meshubet to me, and he doesn't do that. That's ridiculous. So memele, so I, it doesn't say in the shtar, so it's a mistake that the sefer forgot to put it in. Now, let us just see Taisvis, and we'll see Taisvis has a different mahalach than Rashi. Divrei hakel yachzer. Now this is going on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that shechayev moide, everyone holds you return to the malve because leperoin oknunye loy chashin. And this was Rabbi Elazar. The plain the knia le chashinen, le shema kosa bluba is venisim le lova tishre, nami le chashinen kedabaye, we hold eido bachsumim zacham le. Ule knunye, now what is he talking about knunye? Le chayre de going on, ein baya chayis nachosim, bishem yesh baya chayis nachosim. Bishem baya chayis le shayach knunye, Loigovi mimishabdi, because I'm a chayas, it is no knunya, not gave him a mishabdi. Loyoda baraisa de besomach, Rabbi Elazar as yet did not know the baraisa that says that Rabbonon hold a chayas to a sefer. Inami, now Taisvah says a hoshtik toira. Rabbi Elazar sova the ain boy a chayas govi mimishabdi la Rabbonon. Rabbi Elazar holds, if there's no achayis, you're also goyvim and shabodim, the chayis to saito. Rabbi Elazar held the rabbonot achayis to saito, af al gav de lo yoda baraisa de besomach. How did he figure this out? How did the Taisvis is saying, now just let's explain, Taisvis is being chaylik on Rashi's pshat and Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, Ashtar Shem Boyachai, she gave him Ibnei Chori. According to, and that's Pshat and the skills and the Gemara, Mimi Shabdi, Hudo Legov Nechori, Migbegovi. According to the Chachomim, you gave from Nechori. That is Shitas Rashi, and that was the first Mahalach in Taisvis. Taisvis in the second Mahalach says that Rabbi Elazar held, according to the Chachomim, that ein boy achayis, you also gave him in the Shabdi, to tell the achayis to his life. Where did Rabbi Elazar get this? He didn't know the Baraisa. The Sova, he loved to his soifahu, nechori nami leigovi, tekiven shemochel ashibud, Mochel gam akeren kemoi l'Rabbi Meir. Now, let us just say, Taisvis is just saying a mouthful. We had here a memra of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Ashtar she'en b'yachayis nechosem, we're not going to be nechori. That's Rabbi Meir said. Rashi told us why, and you gave him nechori. So Rashi said, you need a shtar kinyin in order to get a shem shtar. This is Rashi Shita, period. Now let's forget about Rashi a minute. Taisvis did not learn like Rashi. Taisvis did not have a problem with piksovim. Taisvis had a scratch and said, what's the svar of Rameya? There's no problem with piksovim. There's no problem whatsoever. So Taisus had a big problem. Swetchan Rameh. He didn't write Achayis Nechosim, so he came home from Nechori. Why not? So the only way Taisus understood Pshat and Rameh, what is Pshat in this person? he's lending someone money, and he's not writing a chayis. So why isn't he writing a chayis? Pshat! Is he stupid? I mean, he's lending money. The way to ensure to get back the money is if you have a chayis. That's how you ensure to get back the money. Why didn't he write a chayis? So Tosfos said, you know what pshat is? He's meichel the shibud. He won't run from him. He's meichel the shibud. That means if he didn't write a chayis, that means he has no intent to run from the mishabud. That's why he didn't write it. He has no intent. So Rameya says, if this person has no intent to run from the mishabudim, he has no intent to run from the b'nai chavi either. I mean, does he want back his money? Yes or no? If he wants back his money, so write a chayis. I mean, what's with you? You lend someone money, you lend someone $1,000, and you're not writing a chayis. Do you know what that means? That means you can kiss your money goodbye. That's what it means. Because he can go and sell his karka, and you won't be able to run it. Why didn't you write a chayis? So Rameel, you know what? So Tosfos understood Pshat and Rameya. The reason he didn't write a chayis is because he wanted to kiss away the money taker. He has no intent to mend the money. He was Michael the Shibud. So he's Michael the Shibud, he's Michael the Karen also. If he wants his money, he'll write a chayis. If he doesn't write a chayis, he doesn't care about the money. He's lending him money. You know why he's lending him money? He has no intent to run back the money from him. And that's why he didn't write a chayis. And so it was just like it was Michael the chayis, he was Michael the Karen also. And this Rameel, this is a Rameel the Kisvore. If he wants back the money, he write a chayis. So Kochi doesn't want back money, so is Michael the Karen also. So the whole star is only written to save face. Yes, me, Pavo. I'll write you a book. But he has no intent to run back the money. And this is a dova niskabel. So the chachamim hold, just like Rameya held, that if you don't see a chayis nechosim, you have to understand the malvas amuridike balmidis, who has no intent to mend the money. So what did the chachamim hold? He won't mend from mishabonim, won't mend from necharim. That doesn't make sense. What kind of pshat is that? So the chachamim hold, a chayis to a sefer. He wants some of a mishabodim also. That means that Tosfos wants to say, according to the Chachomim, you can't say you mon from B'nai Chayrim and not mishabodim. That doesn't make sense. And that makes 100% right. So if the Chachomim say you can mon from that star, so say, a kochach, a rai, you can mon from mishabodim also. Why didn't he write a chayis? It's a chayis to a sefer. That's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, the Rabbalozo, Nami Rabbalozo Sova, the Einboy Chayis Kovim Mishabdi Rabbona, the Chayis to Osoifu, Avagav Loyod, the Barais in the Besomach, the Sova, he laughed to Osoifu, Nechori, Nami Loygovi, the Kivin Shemoch Allah Shibot, Mochel Gamma Karen, Kamoila Rameya. Chaimash mektas, the koma machloikis, kshein chaye moide. The machloik shein chaye moide deine bein boye chayes. Alze koma bosser hochi, aval chaye moide. Le proine knin loy chashinis, weisses we're going under machloikis, a star shein boye chayes, and you're not, by chaye moide, you're not chayesh liknunye, loy chashinis, mashma dein boye chayes koi, so weistois by einboy chayis et shayach haknunye, that means there is a shibud according to the chachamim, because a chayis toi seifa, and Rabbi Loza says, we're not chayish leknunye.